Don't you love it when I turn on the microphone and just generally talk for a while? And that's what I'm going to do today, specifically today, because today is the day that the BBC decided to make a bad decision. And I need to cough. There we go. So, those of you that follow Stephen Mangan on Twitter will know that earlier on today he said, "It gives me no pleasure whatsoever to report that the BBC have decided not to make any more Dirk Gently." Which is really sad, because Dirk Gently, I think, is, or was, such a great TV show that was never fully exploited to its fullest degree that it could have been. They only made 4 episodes of it, a pilot, and 1 series of 3 episodes. And it was just brilliant. It really was. It was fantastic writing. It was fantastic acting on the part of Stephen Mangan and all his supporting characters and actors and actresses. And I think it's just such a sad loss that the BBC is deciding to take this decision to cut funding for a programme that was on BBC 4 and little known about, and continues to invest money in programmes like The Voice, that this week has slumped to its lowest viewing figures since the series started. It dropped down to like something like 4.2 million, which sounds a lot, but when you're considering they started on 8 million, they've lost half of their audience. And I have to say that I'm one of them. I watched sort of the first few weeks of it, and I haven't seen the past 3 or 4 now. It's turned into any other talent show. And I think that's the last thing that the BBC wanted it to do, but it has. And we're always pumping money into Eurovision as well, and that was over the weekend, and we came second bottom. And do we really want to bother with that anymore? I did a boo at the time that Engelbert Humperdinck, actually wasn't a boo, it was a blog I did, around the time that they announced that Engelbert Humperdinck would be our entry into Eurovision. I said that we wouldn't win, and I was right. I was proved so right, and we've got to start questioning things and decisions that the BBC make in terms of how they are spending the licence fee. And I think the decision with Dirk Gently is a bad one, because it was a top quality programme that it should have been easily on BBC One, if not BBC Two. But there we go. Talking Eurovision and that side of things, well done to Sweden. Absolutely fantastic song, Euphoria. Did like that. The Russian Grannies, yes, they lived up to all of what that we expected them to do. That was absolutely hilarious. And I can't stop going, "Party for Everybody, Dance" in my head. It's just annoying, and it's there. Truthfully, I haven't watched all of it, but I did actually watch the RTE coverage, because weird thing about RTE is that you can watch their version of the iPlayer online anywhere in the world, and it works. So yes, I watched their version, and whoever was doing their commentary is so much funnier than Graham Norton, so well done for that, RTE. I was going to say something else, and I've forgotten it. Oh yes, still on Eurovision, is that I've thought of the best way that we could possibly elect who represents us. And it's, in previous years, the BBC has selected a few, 5 to 10 people, and then the general public have decided that who they wanted to choose, which I always thought was a bit weird and a bit backwards way of doing it. But if we were to run it like the X Factor, so open auditions, open to absolutely anyone, with a panel of judges, and then it goes to sort of live finals, and then we can do it that way, I think that we stand a much better chance of winning, because ultimately, if the public get a full say and a full vote in who we want representing us, it's more likely that the people of Europe will agree with us and say, yeah, that's a decent song, we'll vote for you. But dare I don't mention the words political voting, I think, yeah. I did, the guy who was commentating on the RTE coverage of Eurovision did make me laugh, because he said, I can't remember who it was, which country it was, but he said, yeah, no, they're from the same part of the world, so, it's likely that they're like the same music. Which just sums up the Irish for you. That's a boo for you. I'm back on the radio Thursday at 4. Do join me. TTFN.